Joining us now in our studio, we have Kevin Strauss, who is with Clean River Partners. Kevin, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Clean River Partners. All of a sudden, that name started popping up. And what is Clean River Partners? It sounds a lot like the Cannon River Watershed Partnership. You've had a big thing happen to you very recently, and that's a name change. Why don't we talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. Back in May, the members of our nonprofit organization voted to change our organization name after 30 years. Previously, we'd been named the Cannon River Watershed Partnership, and the organization, the board of directors, members, spent about a year kind of looking at other options. And there were a couple of reasons for that. One reason was the term watershed is a word used almost exclusively with government organizations across the state of Minnesota. So we were constantly getting questions, do we need a permit to do this thing in the river? Why would we fund your organization? You're part of the government, right? And that led to a lot of confusion. So for several years, our organization has been talking about, that word watershed isn't a good fit. And then recently, a really wonderful thing happened in that the watershed here, the Cannon River watershed, and government organizations in that region created a watershed plan to help clean up the water, which is wonderful. We're really glad that's happening. The organization that was formed to operate that one watershed, one plan, comprehensive water plan, is called the Cannon River Watershed Joint Powers Board. And we realized that our organization, having an almost identical name to a government organization who's doing great stuff, we're really excited, we work with them on projects, but the names being so similar would cause confusion. And so it turned out to be great timing that thanks to some work with Newer Communications, we were able to look at different options for naming ourselves, and Clean River Partners was the name that arose.
I was just going to ask you, who came up with the name? Folks at Newger do wonderful job. And it's just, well, first of all, it's clean. It's simple. I like it. I like the name.
Yeah. We were excited. We love the acronym CRWP, though. It worked really well. We had a really short URL for the website. Mm-hmm. And so there's a little bit of readjusting now as change goes on. But we're really happy with the shift, and it does also really sort of focus us on our core mission, which is cleaner rivers and lakes and drinking water. Mm-hmm. And in terms of programming, we're doing the same things, even though the name has changed. The mission hasn't. We still work primarily in the Cannon River watershed, and we're still working on cleaner water and healthier soils.
And that kind of leads us into the next thing. You're going to be cleaning up the river here coming up soon. You have, each year you have times of the year where you like to get out and clean up the river. And after the summertime is over, the fall is generally a very good time to get out and do some cleanup.
Right. Every year, the weekend after Defeat of Jesse James Day is the Cannon River watershed-wide cleanup. And this year is no different. On the 18th of September, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, we'll be doing cleanups all around the region, actually. There are eight different communities. Right here in Northfield, we'll be doing a cleanup at Lions Riverside Park and also at the Carlton Arboretum. And then in Faribault, we'll be at Two Rivers Park. At Cannon Falls, we'll be at Riverside Park there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of communities. And if folks wanted to learn about the cleanup or sign up online, you can do all the signing up and sign your liability form and all that sort of paperwork online at cleanriverpartners.org/cleanup.
And if you do have some volunteers out there, and I'm sure you will, everybody loves the river. What should they prepare for? Can you give us just an idea of what you do when you clean up the river? Just walk the banks?
Sure, yeah. This is primarily a litter cleanup, and our part of the activity is all on land. There are volunteers every year who volunteer and bring canoes and other boats and go into the river to pick up litter that's right in the river. Mm-hmm. But the volunteer part that we're organizing is the part that's on land. So we ask folks to, dress to be outdoors, long pants, long sleeve shirts, just for the weather, but we provide gloves and garbage bags, and then folks go out for 2 or 3 hours and collect litter along the riverbank, a lot of times riverside parks. They do sometimes find some big stuff. We've found grills, we've found barrels, and if they're things that are easy to move, we pull them out. If they're not easy to move, then we just mark where they are, and we talk with the city or other organizations to try to get those bigger things out of the river.
You know, I can't believe people dump stuff in the river. It's, you know, I'm from a previous generation, but whenever we were out in a natural setting like that, which was a lot back then, I grew up in central Illinois. We didn't have all that many parks and stuff at that time, but always leave the campsite cleaner than you found it, you know, clean up your mess, folks, and don't dump in the river. And that's the first thing. I don't know if people do that as much as they used to, if there's maybe some more awareness, but folks, don't dump in the river.
Right, yeah. We do notice, though, that these events, aside from cleaning mm-hmm. up the river, they are, you know, making that message a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Because often we find if it's an area where that maybe some people in the public don't think we care about, they're more willing to litter there. And so the fact that we do this cleanup every year reminds folks, hey, people care about the river. They care about these parks. And the folks that have been doing the cleanup for, this is our 13th cleanup, more than a decade, talk about how the litter they're finding each year is decreasing, which mm-hmm. is great that we're seeing that change. There are, you know, sometimes some new areas. Actually, last year we had, we always get a lot of students from St. Olaf, and one professor took students to a different part of town to do a cleanup in a new location because we'd had so many wonderful volunteers at Riverside Park that Riverside Park was looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And so they took a group of students to another area of town to pick up litter and did a great job there too. And we always remind folks that even though we're talking about picking up litter, you know, in Riverside Parks and right along the water, because of our storm drain system, litter just about anywhere in town could find its way to the river because the storm drain system carries litter from all over the community. Mm-hmm. So any litter pickup can be a watershed-wide cleanup pickup. And actually this year, and we did it last year too, some folks, given the situation with the pandemic and everything, aren't super excited about hanging out with crowds. We are encouraging all of our volunteers to follow the health and safety guidelines of Rice County here. And sometimes, for various reasons, people might choose not to join a group at a park, and that's fine. You can also sign up for what we're calling cleanup at home, where when you sign up online, you just let us know that you want to do your cleanup on your own and mark the box on the sign-up form. And then next week, Thursday, I'll be driving around and dropping off little kits at people's front porches, gloves and bags. And we give volunteers a bandana as a thank you for each cleanup. And so I'll be dropping those off as well. So you can take part in the event, even if you don't come to the park to take part in the cleanup. You can do it with your own family and your own neighborhood.
And give us the sign-up details on that again.
Sure. You just have to go to cleanriverpartners.org/cleanup.
Easy enough. Easy enough. Now, that's not the only thing you have coming up. You've got a very busy time. Fall's a very busy time for you. You have a fun event. It's the annual film festival. That's a later on this month. Tell us about that. Is it later on this month, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's Friday, September 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And for folks that are familiar with the Downstream Environmental Film Festival, we've been doing this. This is our fifth year, I think, either fourth or fifth year, we normally do it in February, and often at Imminent Brewing and in other places around the community, and our last one was 2020, just before the pandemic got going in March. And this year, we realized that February was not a time where lots of people wanted to gather indoors in a crowded situation and watch films. And so we said, okay, well, we can't do it February. What other options do we have? And luckily, the Northfield Shares provided a grant to help us fund this as an outdoor event. And so it'll be happening on Friday, September 24th. The event starts at 6 p.m. We're going to have Farmstead Bike and Patagonia there doing bike checkups and equipment repair.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 7 o'clock, we start the movies. And it's all happening at Riverside Park, Lions Riverside Park, same place where we'll be doing the cleanup. So the cleanup will have the park nice and clean and ready for the film festival. And then from 7 to 8:30, we'll have short films that all have a water or nature or environmental theme to them. And a lot of them are really short, you know, three-minute films. Some of them are from different countries around the world. Some of them are from national-level filmmakers who have been featured at other film festivals. And some of them are from people right here in Northfield who made films.
All right. Boy, it sounds like a great event. It always is.
Right, right. Yeah, we're excited. We've loved doing the event mm-hmm. in February indoors when it was when we were able to do that. And this is a new experiment for us. We've never tried an outdoor film festival, so we're learning a lot. The city of Northfield has been really supportive. They're letting us use Riverside Park. They're also letting us use the Showmobile as the backdrop for the screen for the event.
Mm-hmm. Now, what time does that start?
The films themselves start at 7 p.m.
7 o'clock,
but
okay.
But the Farmstead bike tune-ups and the equipment repair from Patagonia's repair tent is going to be happening at 6 o'clock.
All right. And once again, that's at Lions Riverside Park. That'll be a great venue for it. Right by the river.
Right, exactly. Well, and for folks to Lions or Riverside Park is a really long park.
Mm-hmm.
Folks might be familiar with the part of Riverside that has the playground and where the farm sale happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually, upriver a little bit from there. We're at the part where the Lion's Shelter is, sort of at the corner of mm-hmm. Poplar Street and 8th Street West.
Just north of Veterans Memorial Park.
Right.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
All right. And does there need to be advanced registration for that? Can they just show up?
They can just show up. There's not advanced mm-hmm. registration required for the film festival. You have to bring your own seating things. You can bring a blanket. You can bring a chair. But we're not setting up any chairs for the event. And also, we're, again, asking folks to follow Rice County health and safety guidelines.
All right. Well, you've got a lot of things going on. We wish you the best with all of those, Kevin. And everybody at Clean River Partners, love the new name. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm. Once again, that is Kevin Strauss from from Clean River Partners. I'll get that right. We got Rich coming back in just a moment or so. Rich will have a complete look at local news.